This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back. Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I've been talking about, just imagine if the American people really knew their history, where we would be today. I guarantee you, friends, we would not be where we're at today. And I can tell you this, too. It's interesting about the Revolutionary War. The reason people were so intolerant towards crime is because they knew the price paid for the freedoms that they now possess.
And many of them fought them for them themselves, including our founding forefathers. It's,
you know, let's take that to the present. You look at, I remember a long time ago, 10 years ago, I don't even want to bring up the guy's name. He's just a large piece of an excuse for a man. And he had a show out there, and it was a documentary. It was on Fahrenheit 9/11. Not saying any names.
not to be specific.
And, do you remember the mom that was all behind Mr. Bush until her son died?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden she did her homework after her son died to find out who was perpetuating those crimes.
It's so right when you were saying earlier about how people have to wait till it hits home.
Yeah.
A lot of these organizations are birthed out of tragedies that hit home. You look at Mothers
Ministries
Against,
born in the fire.
Ministries. You look at Mothers Against Drunk Driving. You look at this one woman who realized, oh my goodness, the awful cost of freedom and war at the price of her son.
Yeah.
And, you know, back in the days of the Revolutionary War, we had our founding forefathers who were fighting in these battles themselves. They're actually the ones that were fighting, not sending your son to go fight.
Yeah.
It's amazing how a lot of things have to be
birthed. That's why we, as the Sons of Liberty here, have a huge respect in the natural for our veterans. Because we have a personal understanding. I come from a military family. My cousin was killed in Vietnam.
And I want to say, too.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Break me off. Cut me off right in the center.
I was trying to help you a little bit. But but basically, the fact is, a lot of these. You have a little something in your throat there. I want to say that a lot of these veterans are ready to go out and do it again. Now, we do a lot of tea parties. There's a lot of these older veterans there that they're just. Their eyes are watery during your...
Some of them are coming in with their rifles on their back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they're ready to go. And they're still fighting the fight. They fought, you know, during the wars, but they're still ready to go out and do it again.
Well, they're trying to figure out why America is on vacation 365 days a year for the most part. And they're trying to figure out why they don't understand that we're in the middle of a war. I remember an attorney from the inside of D.C., had said to me, we were talking about the revolution. He said, the revolution's already started. It started when, if you look back over the last five presidents, friends, that's when it started. I mean, it really, when you begin to look at the digression of this country, majorly, and I'm talking about immorality from A to Z, it's when George Bush Sr. got into office did we begin to digress like crazy. And by the way, when you look at George Bush and the Clintons and Barack Hussein Obama's administration, all one and the same, and I'm not saying that. If you remember right, it was Barbara Bush who said of Bill Clinton, he's like my son. Well, when you begin to take a look at that, you look at the administration of Bill Clinton. Well, who's got Bill Clinton's administration today? Barack Hussein Obama. And who? Oh, surprise, surprise. Look who's waiting in line to get to the next presidency. Her name is Hillary Clinton. Friends, you needed to do a little homework.
Seriously.
Just a side note. On the if you have not seen Clinton Chronicles, friends, get the documentary. There's a lot of dead people around that administration. There's a lot of drug dealing going on around that administration. A lot of crime around the Clinton administration, friends. And if you think, and by the way, the same attorney, case in point, concerning Hillary Clinton, he said if you thought Bill was bad, he said just wait. He said this one, she is something else.
Yeah, exactly.
So, anyways.
You know, another
and just wait, nothing. America, no. I mean, we're not going there. I just wanted to highlight the fact and prove the point that we have some serious corporate criminals. in place, friends, that need to be dealt with.
And
until they're dealt the blow of justice, they're going to continue on.
And you know what's so awful is the fact that we were just going through a checkout line just last week when we were getting groceries, or actually this week on Monday, and you go through and you see this picture of Hillary on the front cover of Time magazine. I mean, this
she keeps getting younger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This stoic, virtuous-looking, you know, icon. It just, you look at this picture, it's like, look at how the media is still pushing her like she's this righteous, upright, you know, upstanding citizen, something that we can look up to and admire. It just goes to show you how the media, they never back down. They're always in your face, in your face. Listen, you got to pull the curtain back and hello. It doesn't take a genius to figure out what these people are really about. Just look at the fruit of their lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now they got her little daughter in there, Chelsea, right?
Yep, that's exactly right.
Poor kid.
And you know, one thing, too, along with this topic.
Don't get too far off, okay?
I know.
You're going to jump on a topic. Let me high-five what you're saying, because you're saying a lot in a short amount of sentences, okay? And each sentence you say, I've got something to add on to
it. That's true. I'll try to slow down
a
little bit.
You're the co-host.
That's right.
I'm the show host.
I'm sorry. I'll try to hang on a little bit slower. But I do want to say before we leave this topic, speaking of our founding forefathers, what would you think? We can look at our nation. We can say, well, listen, at least we're not as bad as Europe or some other country, right? That's not the standard. Can you imagine if John Adams, for example, let's just say that he was raised from the dead today.
But you're taking us down a different road now.
Basically, what I want to finish off with the whole thing is the fact that what if he would turn on the TV today or go into a movie theater or listen to music or see the state of our nation today? He would say, this is a foreign country. Exactly. This
foreign
is not the
foreign to righteousness.
Country. That's exactly right.
The branch of David, case in point, established as the branch of David in righteousness.
Right.
Going back to Hillary Clinton, now, folks, tell me I'm crazy here. I could be crazy. I know the bloggers will think
I'm
crazy.
Probably, I don't think you're crazy.
Is it just me? But when I see pictures of Hillary Clinton, it seems like, wait a second, that's a different looking lady, and yet you have under the picture Hillary Clinton. It seems like there's an older version of one, and then there's a younger version of one, and then there's one that doesn't look like them, but yet it says Hillary Clinton. Call me what you will.
Yeah.
But, folks, it's a little weird. I don't know if a photographer, I don't know, maybe they're photoshopping her pictures.
Yeah,
because I know in this particular one, you know, just it wasn't too long ago, she looked like an old wrinkled bag.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
And then now all of a sudden you go through the checkout lane, and all of a sudden she looks like what you just said, stoic, perfect, flawless.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, for what they could add to that mess. For a better way of saying it. Listen, it's not, you know, some people might say, Bradley, it's not personal. I want to tell you something, friends. It's totally personal.
It's very personal.
These people are trying to destroy your republic. It's totally personal. As a matter of fact, I remember Hannity said that one time a couple years ago, and it just jacked me up. You know, this isn't personal. And I thought, what do you mean it's not personal, Hannity? It's totally personal. Was he talking about a different America here? Is he talking about a different United States of America? He must have been. But it's totally personal.
Yeah.
Let me go back to my point and get back to this so I can finish it up. Clinton Chronicles, there's a lot of blood around this administration. By the way, friends, this administration as well. This administration as well. Anybody would like to add on to the Hillary Clinton thing? Now is the time to do that. 1-866-233-0747. I really got to finish this up. And I'm not doing this on purpose, friends. We get off on these little bunny trails, which, by the way, for the most part, feed the flock.
Right.
You know, when you go to McDonald's or you go to, you know, Burger King or Dairy Queen, whatever the case is, White Castle or Crystal, you know, there's different items on the menu.
That's right.
Not everybody comes for the same thing.
Not everybody wants the
same thing. So we're feeding the flock, friends. 1-866-233-0747. What's up with Hillary's look? Real quick. Make it a point.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You set a light throughout the world, America, through justice. Because justice is the guardian of liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You see, a nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. America, you are the law under God. Justice is the call of the American people. So I ask, what is the guardian of liberty? Justice is. And you are the law.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Nobody can answer that for me, I take it. What is the deal with Hillary Clinton? Her pictures look different, friends. They look like different people. Just asking the question. I'm asking the question. Question mark. What is the difference? Go ahead.
I got an idea. I think it's because I've noticed lately she's been pulling her hair back really tight. Have you noticed that? Maybe it's like one
maybe
of those,
that's what the problem
maybe
is.
Maybe it's one of those facelift things where it's like stretching her face back.
But what's happening is she's, and we're all going to get there, so I'm not mocking her this way, but she's sometimes wrinkly, and then sometimes her face is smooth as a baby's bottom.
Like White House Photoshop. I mean,
it's got to be.
They do that
yeah,
all
yeah,
the time.
Definitely.
Well, anyway.
Except for the
anybody
pictures.
Want to add to that? I was kind of hoping I'd get some conspiracists.
Yeah, yeah.
Conspiracists.
Conspiracy theorists?
1-866-233-0747.
There's got to be someone out there.
Okay, let me finish this, and I want to bring some documentation forth that's going to blow you backwards. It smacks of the pulpit majorly. In saying that, let's get back to this point. The sacred rights of mankind are not rummaged for among old parchments or musty records. They are written as with a sunbeam in the whole volume of human nature by the hand of the divinity itself and can never be erased or obscured by mortal power. 1775, Alexander Hamilton. Wow. Lord is the stumbling block to the disobedient everywhere, isn't he? Well, we're talking about what Political actually reported when they said that President Barack Hussein Obama, in essence, could do whatever he wanted to do. And, well, from what we understand, there's just no stopping him. You know, and then the lawyers who swear to the bar, friends, they swear to the bar, they're debating the legality of series of immigration, and then they talk about, here's the opposition from the Bushes. Remember, they're all one and the same. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, friends. Again, judging men by their fruit, they're doing the same thing as Obama, and Obama's doing the same thing with Bush because they got the same pimp, literally. Okay? And in saying that, what they said is the top immigration official said, you know, we're just not sure what route to go during court. And we exposed all that. We talked about the unconstitutionality of all of that. We brought up Article 3, Section 3, treason, because it is treason, friends. And we also brought up the fact that they were talking about immigration, withholding the word illegal immigration. Okay? They're trampling the Constitution, friends, is what they're doing. They're attempting to do it through the will of the people. Then on the other hand, I said we have Rep. Sheila Jackson Lee, out of Texas playing the fools for fools, saying that it's time for Obama to do whatever he, H-E double hockey stick, wants to concerning illegal immigration. I'm emphasizing illegal for a purpose. Then I said, because the media reports it, the people concede to it, that it must be true, that the president can do whatever he wants to do, when in fact that's the furthest thing from the truth. Friends, there's no greater tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of law and in the name of justice, Charles D. Montesquieu. I'll say it again. Let me say it this way. It looks like law, smells like law, has the color of law, but friends, it's not law. Montesquieu said, there is no greater tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of law and in the name of justice. Can you imagine if the American people really knew their history? Because if they did, America would realize that her founders did not tolerate these tyrannical usurpations whatsoever. Case in point, the Declaration of Independence is the very document our forefathers used to throw off tyranny in every form. It's your duty, it is your obligation, friends, to throw off the long train of usurpations. Again, Thomas Jefferson, who was one of the architects and the signer of the Declaration of Independence, stated, "Bear always in mind, America, I'm speaking to you, that a nation ceases to be a republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law." Did you hear what I said earlier, friends, about how hundreds of thousands of people across the country and hundreds of cities across America are standing up concerning the topic of illegal immigration? State-run media didn't tell you about that. Did you hear about the federal judge, friends, who actually brought forth the injunction concerning the criminal called, well, Attorney General of the Department of Injustice? That's what it is under him, Eric Holder, to bring forth all documentations concerning Fast and Furious. How many years later, friends? See, we never hear about how the people are actually standing up and putting their foot down. Yeah. This is why I always reiterate the fact that, friends, you still have the freedom to do the right thing. If you didn't, and it's all over the way that, you know, we're hearing so many conservatives highlight the crimes of this administration. Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Oh, there's everything that you can do about it. You're still an armed nation. And I'm, of course, speaking to those that abide by the laws of our land. I'm not talking about the criminals. I'm not talking about the whack jobs out there. I'm talking about those that love their country and are still willing to fight for what has been given unto us. God has shed his grace upon us. And therefore, if he has done that, out of gratitude, we should be doing the same for our posterity, friends. Just the way those that we highlight today, the Hamiltons, the George Washingtons, the John Adams, the Samuel Adams, the James Otis, so on, the Hancocks, the Thomas Jeffersons. Look what they've done for us. They didn't leave us hanging. No, they gave us something. And we need to say thank you by fighting for the same things that they fought, bled, and died for.
That's right.
So apparently, America, I hope I'm wrong in saying this, but does America still need a history lesson? Because if you do, it's going to be a lesson that's going to be a hard one to learn, friends, and that is that the nation continues down the road it's now on. And the road that you're on is what you tolerate. Friends, it's what you're tolerating that's destroying you. I've said since day one, and maybe I didn't get this out during the first hour, but I've said this since day one. When you're talking about the left, friends, you're talking about those that will not be ruled by law. And they are not asking for permission to step on, to trample on. Hey, folks, you even have these people, as you call the left, these atheists, whack jobs, such a small minority, trying to tear down the crosses above the heads of the fallen soldiers?
Yeah.
Do you realize how small a populace you are dealing with that are attempting to corrupt everything that you are? Whoa. Whoa. You're going to go down in history as the biggest cowards in the history of mankind concerning your posterity, where they're going to curse you? Or you're going to need to be the greatest heroes to your posterity. You know, I was on an interview yesterday, Liberty Brothers. And I said, we have the greatest opportunity. Listen to me. There's an anointing on this. We have the greatest opportunity, America, to prove our God. He loves when your backs are up against the walls. He loves when you can go to nobody but Him. He's the one that put you there. We have the greatest opportunity for the world to see who our daddy is. I know who my daddy is. Hey, folks, do you know who your daddy is? Because hopefully your daddy is my daddy. We're all under the same roof, right? We have the greatest opportunity, and this is a message that America needs to hear. We have the greatest opportunity to prove our God in Jesus' name. What am I talking about? Well, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Jesus showed up as the fourth man in the fire because he would not bow to Nebuchadnezzar. Neither am I, by the grace of God.
I want to add something to
it. By the grace of God, I'm not moving. What about Esther? Friends, is that what you're going to say?
I was going to say Moses. Did you know that the Lord parted the Red Sea? The Lord on purpose directed him to go to a spot where his back was going to be against the wall and Pharaoh and his army was going to come after him. He purposely cut off the escape route so that way the only escape would be to, for him to show up strong on the behalf of his people and to part that Red Sea.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, in the book of Exodus, it even says that the Lord didn't bring them through the short way, brought them the long way. Peradventure, it says in Scripture, that they might see war. No, he brought them through the way of war so they can understand the ways of God and the faithfulness of God. I want to say this too. Even in the book of Judges, the Lord allowed foreign kings around his people to see if they would keep the commandments of God or no, Scripture tells us. Okay? But wasn't Moses, going back to Moses, wasn't Moses the meekest man alive?
That's right.
That means power under control. Wasn't Moses the one that directly went Pharaoh, the God of the world, and told him, let my people go? I didn't hear him asking for permission.
Right to his face.
He went to his face and God judged that devil, didn't he? For the purpose of what? The Exodus. The mass Exodus. God's chosen, those that were born in the fire. Hey, folks, if you're born in the fire, you're not going to settle for the smoke, are you? Nope, those people were born in the fire. Moses, the meekest man alive. Have we ever been told that Moses, from the pulpits, was the one that went to the God of the world and said to him, let my people go and I ain't asking? It's about time, Christians, you start doing your job because my Bible tells me the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We need to stand up because, friends, we can do this. I'm going to give the quote from Ben Franklin, which is second to none, talking about Christianity and what it will do. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, here we go. As promised, ready for this, friends? Benjamin Franklin, Brother Benny. Whosoever shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity, do it the way the book says, friends, will change the face of the world. Let me say it again. Whosoever shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And remember, they were accused, in the book of Acts, the apostles were accused of turning the world upside down. No, yeah. They were actually properly turning the world right side up.
That's exactly right. Reminds me of Catherine Booth in her book, Aggressive Christianity. She says, well, the Acts of the Apostles are filled with uproars, people would say. And she said, well, bless God, if we had more of that going on today, then we'd have a different world, basically, is
and
what
she
she's
knew
saying.
That to be true.
Very much so, because she lived it in the life of action, very much so, to the book of Acts.
Amen. Okay, so here we go. You ready for this? This smacks of the pulpit. In the name of God, amen. We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord, King James, by the grace of God of England, France, and Ireland, King Defender of the Faith, having undertaken for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith and the honor of our King and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do these presents solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one of another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience, in witness whereof we have hereunto subscribed our names at Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the reign of our sovereign Lord, King James of England, France, and Ireland, the 18th, and of Scotland, the 54th, Anno Domini 1620. What was that? That was the documentation called the Mayflower Compact, which actually preceded the Declaration of Independence.
That's right. I love that.
And that's the, all you have to say the, is that's right.
Yeah, that's right. In the name of our God, look at the just the wording and look at the hearts of people. There's no way that if they did not have a union with Christ that they would be able to write down words such as that when they're talking about even the pilgrims and coming over, just the intellect that people had based on experience of what they experienced. It's unbelievable. It puts us to shame nowadays.
Okay, based on the experience of the experience.
Based upon their experience.
No, I want you to back that one up.
Did I say experience?
Yes, you said it. You chew your cabbage twice. And
based upon the experience of what they experienced.
I don't chew my cabbage twice.
You don't chew your cabbage twice?
No.
Based upon the experiences that they experienced. How about that? Based upon what they experienced.
Well, that's called swimming upstream stuff.
That's right. We got to polish that one.
Okay. Now you got me thinking about something else. I know that some people have heard this before, but I think it's just such rich information, and that's really the way to say it. You guys have all heard of the Matrix of Liberty, haven't you? By the way, friends, we're on our last 20 minutes of the show. It's great when we have callers in, like our friend from Ohio.
Right.
Lauren. You make the show. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. You know what's interesting is I remember going to Liberty University. I preached, what, 5 times there that day?
Yeah, you preached several times.
I did presentations. I think it was 5 times. Was it not? Or was it 3 times? Well, it was quite a bit, right? And when we were out there, I remember I was talking about something called the Matrix of Liberty, and it's right off of the coastline in Massachusetts, right where the Mayflower landed, right next to the Plymouth Rock.
Right.
And so what we did is we drove a block and a half away, and we found something called the Matrix of Liberty, which was actually supposed to take the place of the Statue of Liberty. And interestingly enough, for those that don't know what the Matrix of Liberty, I want you to also understand, too, that people at Liberty University, namely the college professors, mm-hmm. didn't even know anything about the Matrix of Liberty.
Right.
Not only that, but those that were even residents right next to the Matrix of Liberty that have been there for 6, 7, 8 years, they didn't know what it was about.
Here we are driving halfway across the country, went through literally went through 17 different states on that trip, and we made it a point to stop at the Matrix of Liberty. And we were so in awe, and we were taking pictures everywhere, and there was a guy who was walking his dog.
Little dog.
Yeah, because it's
looked like a little rat with a leash on it.
Right. Because it's right in a residential area. It's not like it's, you know, something set way apart. It's right by houses in a residential area. He's like, you guys came all the way to see this, and I walk by this thing every day. It's amazing how sometimes the most valuable things can be so close to you because you don't understand the history of it. It means nothing to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It totally is. I've never understood that. I'm paralleling this in my understanding right now. It reminds me of what Spurgeon said, Charles Spurgeon, Prince of Preachers. He said, there's so many of you that have Bibles that have so much dust on them, you could with your finger write the word damnation on them.
Yep.
Because and it really reminds me, because we're so rich in heritage, yet the American people could care less. And I don't understand that.
Yep.
You know, it's the most valuable thing that we have is every hotel that we go into, there's a Bible.
Yep.
That is blood bought through history, friends. And what do?
Right.
We don't even pay attention to it.
That's so true.
Don't we want to know how rich in history? We have, again, I cannot reiterate this so much. Look at what we have been given. Friends, too much is given, much is required. Oh, my goodness, friends. We have a huge responsibility. And I want to make sure that we do the utmost for our Father.
That's exactly right.
Name.
And there's so many people in other countries who don't have that opportunity. I remember seeing a video of some people I believe over in China.
Yep.
They got their Bibles, and they rushed to get their Bible like someone would, you know, some worldling would rush to get the newest iPad, you know, line up at Best Buy or something. But they rushed to go grab their Bibles. And once they got them, they were holding them. They were crying. They were just like, and it was silent. After they all got their Bibles, it was silent because they were so excited to pick it up and read what was in there. Some people, they've only had hymns and things that they've been able to, you know, for so many years that they've only had maybe a hymn book or a piece of scripture here or there. And I told that to our kids, and then we counted up how many Bibles we have in our own house. And look at all these people who never maybe saw a Bible once in their lives, and the kind of reaction that they had.
I'm posting it right now. Chinese get their Bibles. They hold it to their heart and they start
so
to
beautiful.
Cry.
It really is.
Yeah. It is moving. It's on Bradley Dean right now, and I'm posting it on Sons of Liberty Live Radio, friends.
Yeah.
I'm posting it on Sons of Liberty right now as well.
It'll really get your thinking straight, like, wow, we have so much to be grateful
for. Well, see, now this is what it led into, this thought.
Yeah,
and I
like
love
it.
That, yeah. So, okay, so let's go to the Matrix of Liberty. What is it exactly? Well, if you go to it, it's an octagonal statue is what it is. It's humongous. It's like Elf said, it's ginormous, right? This is for kid radio too, friends, by the way. But if you go to it, when you look at this octagonal statue, you'll see something on the very top. It's a woman. And her name is Faith, and she's a 36-foot classical-draped female standing with one foot on Plymouth Rock they conquered. Okay, she's holding an open Bible in her left hand while her right hand is uplifted to heaven. Now, the pilgrims, just so you know, were children of the Reformation with Christ as their mediator and the Bible as their source of wisdom, hence the Star of Honor on her forehead. Okay, this isn't occultic. This isn't conspiratorial, friends. This is history. Okay. Hammett Billings, the architect of this octagonal statue, actually said that she looks downward as if to those she is addressing, seeming to call them to trust in a higher power. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all of your ways acknowledge him. Amen. Going to another portion of this octagonal statue, there's a lady there. Her name is Morality. She's a woman holding a tablet of the Ten Commandments in her left hand and the scroll of Revelation in her right. And on one side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablets of the law, just like above the Supreme Court chambers, friends. Okay? On the one side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablets of the law and looking towards heaven. And on the other side is an evangelist writing in a book. Going to another portion of this octagonal statute, education. Look at this. Look at how this is working out, friends.
Yep, how thoroughly they thought about
it. Look at the message they're sending to us. Education is draped. She's a draped woman pointing to a book in her lap. The small figures in the niches to the right and left of her chair represent wisdom. You ready for this? And youth.
Nice.
Wow. Why would they be talking about the youth? What is the most overlooked demographic in this country,
the
Stephanie?
The youth?
Totally. No, but not to a dictator
right.
named Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, he goes for the youth.
Oh, he's got enough common sense to go there, doesn't he?
He sure
does. He
knows that America's future lies within its young people.
So did our forefathers, because when you read the preamble of the Constitution, I'm going to go give you the first top, and then I'm going to go directly to the bottom. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, he goes on and on and on, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America for what purpose? To secure the blessing of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. So our forefathers were following the lead, weren't they?
That's right.
Interestingly enough.
They knew how important it was to educate the youth.
Common sense. And it goes back to, again, what Lauren was talking about out of Ohio here. You know, train up a child in the way he or she will go, and when they're old, they will not depart from them. And again, we cannot complain about what we tolerate. If we love them, let's fight for them, let's educate them, and let's train them up. Let them emulate what they see. And by the way, friends, sorry to say, that's what they are doing today. But if we follow Christ, they'll follow Christ sooner or later.
That's right.
It's just how it goes. Folks, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back, and we're going to finish this Matrix of Liberty. It gets better. And the details are just seconds and none, as the message is loud and clear because I can hear it, I can see it, and I can feel it, and I'm getting the impartation. It reminds me of Scripture when it says, the engrafted word which is able to save your souls, that we might receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. Well, what do we have our eyes fixed on? We always talk about this.
That's right. And it's such a sad state, too, that we can highlight it here, but so many people ignore it. Even when it's in their own backyard, they kind of turn away. They don't even realize the
importance. Well, if they don't know, hundreds of thousands of people across the country are now understanding there is something called the Matrix of Liberty. And, friends, again, we are rich in history, and we have it sitting right in front of our faces. We're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to be right back after this break. Final segment coming up. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Hey, John Wesley said this, the great field preacher. Before I preach love, mercy, and grace, I must preach sin, law, and judgment. Right on. 90% law, 10% grace. Reminds me of the guru. Be right back, friends.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Joe Messina here from The Real Side with Joe Messina. You have to listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley Dean is one of our real warriors in proclaiming the truth to all Americans. He's not ashamed to reveal the truth about our founding father, their relationship to God, and how they saw the growth of this country. If you don't listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio, you will be uninformed. Don't be uninformed.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Thank you again for making us the number one radio show. Hour one, I guess we're pushed to hour two by a radio station that's been on for 13 years. We're gaining a little ground here, but we appreciate it. Folks, again, we're talking about the Matrix of Liberty, and we're identifying the inscriptions on the side of this octagonal. It's got five statutes. Interestingly enough, going over to another one, there is Law, is portrayed as a draped male, also holding a book. His chair is supported by a justice, a woman with scales and sword and mercy. Interestingly enough, isn't it interesting, she's got a blindfold on and a balance in her hand. What a great analogy. What a great visual teaching, just to understand exactly. It's because that's your heart. You can discern that in your heart as to how it is, justice. How we're supposed to have not a false balance, which is an abomination to the Lord, but a just balance. What a great analogy. We're going to another statue on this octagonal statue. Liberty, that's a man. Liberty is a helmeted male, draped with a lion skin, cradling a sword in his right arm and holding a broken chain in his left. The figures in the niches on the sides on his chair represent peace, and a woman holding a horn containing food and drink, and listen to this carefully, friends, and tyranny, a king laid low. Now listen, how is that brought forth? These are meant to symbolize peace resting under the protection of liberty. Listen to wisdom, friends. These are meant to symbolize peace resting under the protection of liberty. Those that love their liberty will magnify the laws against all crime that interferes with peace. And then it says, tyranny having been overthrown by its power. Oh, those that love their liberty, they won't tolerate tyranny. Now, going to the final inscription, again, talking about the matrix of liberty, the engraving below the pillar of faith reads this. Listen carefully, friends. This is who you are. National monument to the forefathers erected by a grateful people in remembrance of their labors. Ooh, how's that work out for this administration? It doesn't. How's that working out for the welfare state? It doesn't. National monument to the forefathers erected by a grateful, there's the word right there, out of gratitude, people in remembrance of their labors, sacrifices, and sufferings for the cause of civil, and here it is, friends, religious liberty.
That's right. And notice how it says the sacrifices and suffering. It didn't come easy. It wasn't an easy thing to gain. It was something that they had to fight hard for. Many men and women have fought, bled, and died, and sacrificed their families. You know, we said we pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our most sacred honor. It was a high cost for freedom. In fact, it was John Adams who said, "Oh, posterity, you will never not know how much it cost the present generation to preserve your freedom. I pray you will make good use of it, for if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it." And we're looking at this monument. It's called National Monument to the Forefathers. The way that it's laid out.
Or Liberty just, of Matrix.
Yeah, the Matrix,
Matrix
of Liberty. Yeah, either or name is what it's called, goes by. But when you look at it, you see how well it was thought out. You have to have justice. You have to have the law. You have to educate your young. You know, you have to have liberty that's over tyranny, that, you know, triumphs over tyranny. And the way that it's laid out when you go to see it, you can literally walk all the way around this huge monument and you can get ministered to every single angle because, like, oh, that's so good. They show the woman they're teaching, the young people, they've got that inscribed in there, and you've got law and justice when you're talking about the just balance and how, you know, her eyes are blindfolded. And so when you take a look at it, do a little Google search, or if you're in the area, go check it out for yourself. It's a one in a million kind of thing. Oh, I got the finger point. And I want to say, too, for those of you that are out here and you're out there just saying, listen, there's so much that I want to do. I don't really know how to do. I want to make sure
you
that I'm doing something.
You've been stumbling over those words today, haven't you, Sissy?
Well, I want to say for those of you that say, listen, I'd like to do something, but I don't really know exactly what to do. How do I get involved? How do I make a difference? How do I change the community in which I live? Well, number one, there's a few different things that you can do. Number one, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you can check us out to be able to become a son or daughter of liberty. There's also a donate button. So at the very top of the page, you click on the donate button, which is in the stars and the stripes. You can make a secure one-time donation. However, if you'd like to become a son or daughter of liberty, what that means is every month you give a donation to go towards what we're doing to help us get out there. We always like to say we're turning talk radio into do radio. In fact, we've got a trip we're going to be going on again coming up here this next week, going down south, getting together some people to see what we can do to change back to the old past, but I don't like that word, change, to restore our nation back to its Constitution, the Bible, and the Constitution. Or for some of you that say, well, listen, how do I get my hands on some good products? It's really hard to find a good book. It's really hard to find good DVDs and so on and so forth. How do I maybe train my children up in some of these things that we are talking about? If you go to Sons of Liberty Radio, again, the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and click on our store, you can find CDs, DVDs, on My War documentary series, which is our five-part documentary series, which takes you into public schools, shows you what we've experienced over the how many years we've been doing this. And it's so much more. It goes in depth about the law and the gospel and the prophets and education and indoctrination, where you're exposing, you know, light versus darkness and so on. There's so many good materials that once you get them in your hands, you can be educated and say, well, it's not much that you have to do. Have a home group. Bring it to your youth group. Bring it to your church. Do it for a tea party night, a movie night. There's so many different ways you can get involved. It's just a matter of you saying, listen, I make the choice to get involved. I think people sometimes use the excuses, well, I really don't know what I'm supposed to do. Listen, there's so many things out there that you can be doing.
Do something.
That's right.
You know, you can't steer a car that's sitting there, right?
That's exactly
right.
Rolling. So you got to make sure, listen, Lord, what do you want me to do? And if you say, well, I can't speak, well, listen, get the DVD series, pop it in. You don't have to say a word. All you got to do is push play and let Bradley do all the talking for you. And then you can have a discussion and say, listen, you need to listen to the Sons of Liberty. There's so many ways to get involved. In fact, this week, our product of the week, wow, to highlight one last time.
You're a long-winded sister.
That's right. It's the School of Hard Knocks pocketbook. You can get 10 for a $5 donation. And they're Bradley's life story in a small little form, black and white book, which is excellent. It's one of the best things, I think, that we have available.
Excellent.
For people.
Stephen's my name.
That's right, because it's so easy to pass out. It's not overwhelming. It's a small little booklet. Just pass it out to people. It's a great evangelism tool. Just say, hey, I value your opinion on this. You'd be so surprised the reactions that you're going to get from people. Or if you'd like to call us at 1-866-233-0747, you may do so again, 1-866-233-0747.
How you doing back there, Chase?
I'm doing great.
How do they line up for live stream here?
Well, if you click on the homepage, you can click on the Watch Live button. And if you're a son of Liberty or a daughter of Liberty, you have your special little promo exclusive. Mm-hmm. I've been using that word a lot. Exclusive promo code. And if you're not and you want to become one, go to the shop and do that, and then you'll get your exclusive promo code. Or you can make a $5 donation and watch it.
Oh, cool.
You can check out the videos on demand for the last week as well. There's 8 videos up there right now, so that's about the last week and a half. And you can check it out and see what you think, and then become a son or daughter of Liberty.
Are you a son of Liberty?
I think I am.
You know, I did a radio
certificate.
I did a radio show yesterday, the one that you set up there with Liberty Brothers, and I said, what exactly does Liberty Brothers mean to you guys? And I wasn't being funny about it. I was just curious to know what exactly they meant, and what did it define? What did it mean to them, right? And it was a pretty cool explanation, definition. We're in it for the long run. You know,
like
we're
that.
Here for the preservation for our country.
I actually got an email from him this morning.
They were some cool guys.
Yeah, no, that's yeah. They said it went really, really well. He said the interview was excellent, and Bradley has gained a new fan in me.
Wow, says. Another radio that's guy cool. saying that.
Yeah, wow. Throw that up on the website.
Is he like saying I'm his hero or something?
Apparently.
Really?
You can talk to him about that.
Yeah. Someone better get him straight. Well, you notice, I notice when I'm looking at these live streams, it makes your face look like a big balloon that's going to pop.
Like a big tomato?
It does. Notice
I say
that?
The cameras
like,
aren't kind.
No, they aren't kind.
You know,
this
gained 10 pounds on camera.
Well, I think I gained about 45 just on this one because my face looks like a big thumb.
You see, and everyone's wondering.
Maybe that's not what they see.
Oh,
maybe they see me as a pinky.
That's right.
I hope. That Coke has been catching up, hasn't it?
Thinking positively. But there is a lot of antics that go along, and it is nice to be able to kind of see, you know, live in person, kind of visually what's going on with the radio program, too. So live stream is awesome. In fact, I'm giving it thumbs up right now.
Oh, cool. Folks, I already said this. You know, John Wesley said, before I preach love, mercy, and grace, I preach sin, law, and judgment. He's also the man that used to preach 90% law, 10% grace. And it wasn't just him. It was the George Whitfields of the world. It was Charles Spurgeon's of the world. It was Martin Luther's of the world. It was all of those great heroes of the faith that understood law to grace. Did you know that he used to preach 90% law, 10% grace? And he said when preaching to the masses during an evangelistic course, he told his students, his pupils, his disciples perhaps, he said, listen, when preaching, either they're going to get mad or they're going to get saved. Again, he said they're either going to get mad or they're going to get saved. Folks, that is love, and that is a man that understands what a preacher's job is to slay sin. 1 John 3:18, sonsoflibertyradio.com, talking, and, well...
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.